Aho once again. It is the 22nd of April 2007, and this is Denby Paranormal News here in Wales, the UK. And tonight we're going to be talking about science fiction, and in particular the most important science fiction television show ever. If science fiction is the literature of things that might someday be possible, then surely Star Trek lives up to that, and we're talking tonight, Star Trek. And Denby Paranormal News is absolutely delighted to welcome Rico, all the way from the USA, who is host of probably the very best Star Trek podcast on the planet, which is Treks in Sci-Fi. And that can be found at treksf.com. That's treksf.com. So, very grateful to Rico. Thank you for giving us your time today. And I'm going to start, Rico, by asking you, why do you think Star Trek is so popular?
Well, for me at least, Star Trek came along at a time where I needed something to kind of keep my mind occupied and give me kind of hope for the future. I started watching when I was quite young, and then have continued all my life, watched all the Star Trek series and their various incarnations and movies and animated shows and comic books. And I've pretty much looked at everything that's been produced by, you know, under the Star Trek label. As for why it's so popular, I think I have to go along with the generally kind of held belief that it does give us hope for the future. It's a positive outlook on humanity. I think these days even more so in the year 2007, when sometimes, you know, really awful things can happen in the world. It is nice to look at people getting along together in the future, working together, people of different races from Earth, different cultures and aliens from other planets, all working together towards a common goal of peace and, you know, prosperity for all, and all prejudices and, you know, different class distinctions have been kind of gotten away with and gotten rid of in the Star Trek universe. But there's still conflict, and that's what makes it fun. And of course, you've got that side of it too. You know, it's very interesting stories, cool characters, cool spaceships, and, you know, flying around the galaxy. Who doesn't like that? So I think there's a lot of different reasons it appeals to different people in different ways, but it's something that's kind of become part of the culture of at least the United States and a lot of other countries in the world that really embrace it. And sci-fi, I think, it definitely appeals to the intelligent minds out there that like it.
Yeah, oh, that's absolutely superb. Rico, Treks in Sci-Fi has now completed more than 100 podcasts, and I know I consider, and many people consider, your show to be the best of its kind online, and I've got to tell you, I've downloaded and listened to probably every one, and bizarrely my favourite one came the other week, Our Man Bashir. What a fantastic show that was. Anyway, just to ask, what is it that you enjoy most about podcasting, and what keeps you podcasting week after week?
As far as Treks in Sci-Fi and my podcast goes that I do each week, sometimes twice a week, which can be found, of course, at treksf.com. I had to get that in. It's kind of gone in waves. You know, There are some weeks, sometimes it's a little hard to do. It does take a lot of time each weekend, but I started it to try to keep kind of the Trek dream alive after Enterprise had ended and there was no new Trek on the air. And I've always enjoyed it, even in between series, even in between movies. I don't really, you know, I'm not really interested in it when it's just on the air. I'm always enjoying it, pulling out a DVD to watch or a movie again. But as far as the podcast specifically, I think the thing that keeps me going week after week is the community that has been kind of formed around the podcast through emails from people that listen just to the show and from the forums and the members on the forums. They, keep me on my toes, correct me if I make a mistake, but they also give me a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm for Star Trek and other sci-fi subjects like Star Wars that I talk about sometimes on the podcast, and give me ideas for the shows, and also contribute a lot of times to their own audio for the show that I slip into the podcast. So I definitely think it's the friends and community that I've kind of put together and discovered through doing the podcast. And, you know, right now with the whole group of people out there that enjoy it each week, it would be very hard for me to just sort of chuck it all one day and decide not to do it anymore. So it definitely helps me and gives me energy to do the show each week. And it's something that I really love to do.
Rico, you're an avid collector of Star Trek memorabilia. What is your favorite Trek collectible?
Well, I'd have to say, as far as my collecting habits, as far as Star Trek and sci-fi merchandise and things, I'd probably have to say right now, my favorite collectible is probably something I just got recently, Master Replicas, which has been making prop and movie replicas for the past several years, just put out a what's called a studio scale edition, basically a large model of the original series Enterprise, which I got this about 2 months ago now, and every time I look at it, I'm just thrilled by it. It was rather expensive, but it's something that I always wanted to have a you know, basically as accurate and as maybe I should say as cool looking as this thing does, version of the original series Enterprise, which is my favorite of all the ships and all the shows. And it lights up and does a lot of cool things like that. So that's probably my favorite. It's a little difficult to decide. I've got some things that I made by hand, which are I'd never get rid of in a million years. They're not the most accurate or most perfect of models or replicas of any of the props or things on the shows, but they're also things that I spent a lot of time on and learned different things in doing these things. One is I made a Han Solo blaster by hand right after The Empire Strikes Back came out. And, you know, it's not the best-looking blaster or the most accurate, but it kind of means a lot to me. So I guess those are a couple of my favorites.
Now then, Rico, a question I ask all sci-fi fans. Do you believe there is something out there? Or are we totally and utterly alone?
Yeah, I've always been interested in, even before Star Trek and getting interested in sci-fi in general, I've always been interested in astronomy and the cosmos and the universe. And there is just no question in my mind that there are other intelligent forms of life out in the universe and the galaxy, probably, you know, in astronomical terms, not that far away from us, but whether we'll ever be able to manage to meet up with them and cross the vast distances of space, I'd like to think so. Obviously, Star Trek does that week after week. But it would be very kind of naive and kind of egocentric, I think, of humans to believe that they are the only intelligent life in the universe. I don't believe that at all. I think the kind of situations and circumstances that we're able to create life here certainly could create life elsewhere. So it's not really even a question for me. I think there's definitely got to be something else out there.
Rico, I could go on and on telling everybody about your Treks in Sci-Fi site, not just the podcasts, but we're talking a very busy site and also a very active forum. I could tell them, but I think it would probably be better coming from you, so please tell the listeners why they should be visiting your Treks in Sci-Fi site and why they should be listening to your absolutely excellent podcast.
Well, of course, I'd like to say in answer to that question that I have kind of one of the most interesting and different Star Trek and sci-fi websites out there, but I think a couple of things I'd like to say. One, there are a lot of podcasts out there these days on sci-fi and Star Trek and that, but what I've tried to do with Treks in Sci-Fi is kind of make it appeal to both, you know, the lifelong Star Trek fan like myself and also those that are maybe just getting into it and getting into science fiction. I cover current movies. I cover classic TV shows. I try to spread it out. I've done shows on Farscape, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the Star Wars movies, and obviously a lot of Star Trek and Star Trek episodes and movies as well. So I try to create a broad appeal of the sort of sci-fi and fantasy elements for the podcast each week so that it's not just about Star Trek each time. And I also try to approach it from a, I guess, a fairly serious and, not a real joking perspective. Not that I can't have a laugh or two with Star Trek and science fiction, but I try to keep it pretty intelligent and I try to make it interesting. I try to bring out different things each week on the podcast that people may not have known from my experiences and from reading and lots of things that I've looked at over the years and on the web and other places where I've learned things about Trek and sci-fi. So, and I also, the other thing that I think is interesting, or the way I approach at least doing the podcast, is I try to keep it kind of, it's intelligent and pretty serious, but I also keep it kind of conversational, like I'm doing with these questions, where it's not just me reading kind of a script that's been pre-written somehow. There's a place for that. Sometimes some of the news and news-type podcasts out there do that, and that's fine, but it's not my kind of show. So I guess it's mine is a little bit more on a friendly tone, at least the way I record it. And the website, at least, all that information is there, what I talk about each podcast, and the forums. I can't emphasize enough. Check out the Treks and Sci-Fi forums. A really good community going there, and we don't have a bad egg in the basket at all. Everyone seems to get along real well, and we have a lot of interesting discussions, so check it out when you can.
Well, Rico, once again, many thanks for your time. I wish you and Treks in Sci-Fi a long and prosperous life. Thank you for giving us your time and for sharing your thoughts with Denby Paranormal News.
Well, I just want to thank you for giving me the time to talk about my Treks in Sci-Fi website and podcast today, and I hope it's been interesting for you. I'm just a regular guy who likes to talk about sci-fi and Star Trek once a week and share that with the internet community and world out there. It's all for the fun and the love of the genre and for the love of Trek and sci-fi. And, this isn't a profit-making service at all. I spend probably, I don't know, 6-7 hours each weekend working on the show. So it's just for fun, and I really enjoy it. So thanks for taking the time and letting me come on your show. Bye for now.